Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need, without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/EarnYourLeisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/EarnYourLeisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
You have one stock to invest in, given all factors included. And you can only invest in one stock over the next 10 years.
I like what I'm going to have that list of Diddy this week, too. Go ahead.
What stock would you invest in?
I'm gonna go.
And it could be that stock could be an index, it could be an ETF, it could be an individual stock.
Just starting from today going forward or earlier this year?
Today going forward.
Eli Lilly.
Eli Lilly, why?
Hands down. I actually want to put this as a topic. I think Eli Lilly's been slept on for the longest period of time. Just think if like Tesla actually owned Eli Lilly, what the multiple of that would be. I think Eli Lilly's trading at Tesla's trading at like 27 or 50 times sales, something ridiculous, right? You have to factor in A, they have an amazing management team. The drugs are flying off the shelf. The profit margins are incredibly strong, and they've been on a consistent run for like 10 or 15 years. They're like the Drake of the pharmaceutical industry. Like, regardless of what you feel about it, you may not have liked his little, you know, Playa album with the vibes and Santorini, but Eli Lilly consistently outperforms. And I think now they may be like in 10th place. So if I had to bet, if we're going into a recession and they actually announce it, which they won't, but I am also concerned going into this political environment, what health risk or health scare will come up to suppress votes later next year. pharma companies and oil and gas companies in a recession normally do incredibly well because the margins are so wide. Because if you own a drug, you normally have a 20-year window where you can mark the product up as much as you want. In tech, you may have 3X, 5X, maximum 10X. Some prescriptions have a 27X, 47X markup on them. It's kind of hard to lose money. So if we're going into a recession or even like an economic pullback, I'm definitely going to lean on pharma.
What would you invest in?
I'm going to go Amazon still. I'm still going to go Amazon just because the amount of verticals is crazy because I'm looking at it right now. When you talk about the ecosystem that is Amazon, you're touching all cylinders. Healthcare, they have and they're building on. Media, they have and they're building on. Retail, they have and they're building on. But most importantly, cloud, they have and they're building on. So when you take out all these verticals, if you had to make a super company, this would be it. Apple, obviously, that would probably be the obvious choice. I think people would think that. But some of those concerns, right, if there isn't any innovation, if that is a continuous cycle and phones look different and they're so far ahead now, but what does that look like in 10, 15 years? I just think that Amazon's ecosystem is built for, I mean, Apple is too, but I just think the ecosystem that is Amazon and all the verticals that they have, it's tough for me not to go with them.
Sean, what about you?
Well, I think that defense is always the best offense.
Yep.
And you have to, considering all factors, right? So it's like the safest thing to say would be to invest in the S&P 500 for 10 years, right? But
yep.
That's probably not going to outperform market. Then you can say, okay, do an individual stock, Apple, Microsoft, Eli Lilly, Google, Amazon.
Yep.
There's risk. There's always risk. Anything can happen. So I think the best of both worlds is QQQ. I just, you know, when you look at the risk reward ratio,
yeah.
If you have a holdings of Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, NVIDIA, Meta, Apple, Google, and Tesla, Broadcom, and Adobe. I just feel like, you know, it's a safest bet with the high probability of outperforming the S&P 500 in a general stock market with still downside protection because you're not putting all your eggs in one basket and it can be, you know, adjusted over the course of time as stocks. But I just feel like tech has led, obviously, but will continue to lead, especially artificial intelligence, different things of that nature. So the technology sector, which is kind of broad range because technology is a very broad range sector, but I just feel like that's the safest way to go while still getting real returns. Like you can 10 years, you might be up 150%, 200%. Yeah. That's realistic, right? With S&P, you might be up 30%, 40%. Like you're still not bad, but you probably would have. Now, you probably could be up 1,000% if NVIDIA goes crazy, but it's a risk.
Yeah.
It's a risk. So for the risk reward ratio, to me, I think that that's the safest play to get the best of both worlds.
We all got tech companies. How long is it time? Is it for the rest of our life or is it for a time period?
10 years.
10 years? Because I mean, I just feel like you brought up NVIDIA, and that was the first thing I was thinking because I know the next 3 to 5 years are going to be incredible just because they're so far ahead when we're talking about semiconductors and the growth potential and the reliance that people are going to have on them. When we talk about anything, when we're talking about the EV market and Tesla and how they're going to be needing the semis that NVIDIA are producing. I think the next 3 to 5, if I had to take a short term, it's NVIDIA. If I go 10 to 15, 20, I might still take them, but they're close.
Yeah, they're going to have a lot more competition.
Yeah. The competition is building now. We just don't know who it is yet, who will be the front runner. They're just so far ahead. 3 to 5 years.
Man, it's going to be the same place, like Tesla, Microsoft, Meta. Even Meta starting to make a push to attack OpenAI. Like, once Zuckerberg got in that dojo, where is he? I'm sorry about your loss. But they've been incredibly focused. Google, it's going to be the biggest companies, like, think of all of these companies as kingdoms. the kingdoms with the most amount of capital are going to acquire all the small players, especially as the startup environment is getting a lot tighter. So, like, we'll talk about Instacart later, but like, valuations are being cut like crazy. Startups are not having the same amount of capital. Even private equity is starting to stumble a little bit. Like, the ones that have had cash on hand are the ones that are going to buy up all the small companies that have all the innovation and put them underneath their wing so that they can continue to produce higher gains in the market. Like, investing is really a simple concept. Like, invest in the best companies. Yes, you may find an outlier that can dominate. Even when I called NVIDIA, last year's one of my stocks of the year. Like, I've been in NVIDIA 4 years already have been to AMD. There aren't many new players in an environment where the interest rates are high and there's not a lot of money flowing around that you're going to be able to, like, just grow your way to innovation and pass up Google or Microsoft or Adobe or Cisco or Costco. It's damn near impossible. The game is designed to do that. And a lot of times as investors, we stray from what works because we're chasing excitement. Put in chat, we're here to get rich. All that talking, that's why I love to see the people like who come to Invest Fest and Market Mondays who have executed. Like, bro, I started with 10 grand and now I'm up 115,000. I'm up 200,000. The ones who didn't listen, sorry. I'm sorry. Should have listened. Microsoft, AMD, NVIDIA. But if we go to Eli Lilly, return invested on capital 29.9%. The beta of the stock is 0.5%. So it's lower risk in it. Most analysts have it as a buy, which is absolutely amazing. Enterprise to sales value is 15x, and the market is normally 3.6 in comparison. And if we go back over the last 5 years, the stock went from $123, currently surging at $586. Yes, it'll pull back at some point, but if you hold for the next 10 years, if you think Americans consumers are going to get healthier, got another thing coming for you. They're not. And if they split, oh my God, they do a 5-to-1 split, then what?
596.
Yeah. Game set match.
Yeah. Another thing, another one along the lines of QQQ, which is a little bit more, probably a little bit more risk involved, but same concept is SMH. Once again, anything can happen. One thing I learned early on is that you never put all your chips in one basket. A sure win is a sure win until you lose. So it's just you always just have to be apprehensive about investing just in one company. But like I said, this AI thing is going to be big. Like I said, Deion Sanders thing, that thing was going to be big. I knew Colorado was going to win, and they're winning. From every single person that we've spoken to and just real life application, artificial intelligence is at the beginning stages of this. This thing is going to,
it's like pre-OL, AOL internet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, we haven't even bubbled yet.
No, for sure. No. AI is going to go crazy. And anybody that is involved in AI is going to benefit from it. So the chip companies, all of the chip chunk, NVIDIA is the lead, and they look like they will continue to be in the lead. But anything can happen. They might not always be in the lead, but regardless, if they go crazy, all the other companies are going to do well as well. So I just feel like SMH is another one of those.
Mm.
What?
They might not all do well.
I'm saying all of them that
let's get to it.
All of them that's in. So SMH, you have NVIDIA, you have Taiwan Semiconductor.
What I'm saying is, like,
every single company.
Right. So like, no. NVIDIA's success is not going to help Intel to a certain extent. No,
Intel's dead. IBM's dead. Shout out to old boy who kept calling by IBM. Listen, this is what I wanted 2023. Every investment decision that you make has to be backed up with some dollars.
Yo, Intel is such a trigger for you. Like, every time I say it, that's the response.
Dog, so, I get so tired. That's like me saying Yahoo gonna make a comeback. Shout out to Marissa. Shout out to IBM, Intel. The shit's finito. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, muerta. It's over with. These are jokes written by 85 South DC.
That's what I was trying to say, but go ahead.
But go ahead, Rashad. I'm sorry.
But it's the ETF manager's job to make sure that the allocation is done responsibly so that, you know, they get into
it.
So like right now, NVIDIA is 20% of the fund. Taiwan Semiconductor is 10%. Broadcom is 5%. ASML is 4.8%.
Love them.
Lamb Research Company. You have Texas Instruments.
Mm-hmm.
You have Qualcomm. You have Intel,
Qualcomm, big news.
You have Applied Materials, and you have Analog Device. You don't have AMD.
AMD's not in there anymore.
Not showing. Not showing for me.
20%. I mean, that's interesting. I remember the days when NVIDIA was 6%.
Well, that's the good thing with ETFs also, right. Yep. They're flexible to change. So
yeah, it's like all star game. Pop gonna put in the right player.
Exactly. It's like a game. Yeah. You scoring 30 points a game, you're gonna play more.
You're gonna stay in.
if you start to dwindle your production down, you're gonna become a six man coming off the bench.
Yeah.
So all right. Well, there's some insight for you.
Hold for the long term. Investing is so easy if you continue to invest in the right companies and be consistent.
AMD is 4%.
4%. Yeah.
4%.
Yeah. Wow.
I think that should be a higher percentage, but
yeah. I mean,
you have to readjust next year.
21% nearly for NVIDIA. That's interesting.
I mean, they're the leaders.
It makes sense. No, it makes sense.
Can you?
It's like XLK. I think Apple and Microsoft make up 40% of XLK. Yeah.
That's
well played. I've seen a lot of y'all managers too. Y'all copied at the wrong time. Sorry.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.